This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 358 for Wednesday, April 20th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were mixed on Wednesday, with losses in the front months and a steady to firmer tone in the new crop contracts. Canola down $8 in the July contract at $1,141.30 per ton. New crop November down only 30 cents at the final bell at $1,045.30 per ton. Stronger than expected inflation data from Statistics Canada this morning sent the Canadian dollar climbing sharply higher. That stronger currency, now above 80 cents, cuts into crush margins and also makes exports less attractive to global buyers. Speculative profit-taking contributed to the declines as prices backed away from nearby highs. However, the underlying chart signals remain pointed higher. That makes any losses a buying opportunity from a technical standpoint. Gains in the Chicago soy complex also provided support. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures were both higher, while wheat was steady to lower. Soybeans underpinned by weakness in the U.S. dollar and generally solid export demand, although no fresh flash sales were announced this morning. July soybeans up 25 cents at $17.17 per bushel. Gains in crude oil and general firmness in world vegetable oil markets contributed to the gains, as did concerns over seeding delays in parts of the Midwest after recent precipitation. However, forecasts calling for drier weather should allow producers to make some progress with spring seeding sooner rather than later. Corn, it was back testing fresh highs after yesterday's modest correction. The need to keep pace with soybeans in order to encourage acres this spring was supportive. The July corn contract up 10 cents at $8.10 per bushel. Corn traders are also following the weather forecast closely as the cool and wet conditions so far this spring have caused seeding delays. A downturn in wheat, though, did temper the upside in corn. Wheat mostly lower. The Minneapolis spring wheat up a penny in the July contract at $11.73 per bushel, but the winter wheat's all lower. Kansas City down 6 cents in the July contract at $11.69 per bushel, and Chicago wheat down 11 cents in July at $10.97 per bushel. IDEA's Russian wheat is still making its way into the global market, despite strict sanctions, accounted for some of the weakness, with reports Russia is making sales at large discounts. The losses did come despite declining crop prospects for the U.S. winter wheat, with much of the crop still dealing with a lack of moisture. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, April 20th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.